Okay, screw that. Off we go! Dun dun dun! I don't need this anymore. I mean, you don't need this anymore. Pardon me! We're on our way. It's the final day. It's the final day. Ho ho hey hey. It's final day. We're gonna miss you. Over 8 years. In December, last December it was 8 years. I'm sneaking up on 8.5. But, that's gonna get weird. Time for new adventure. So, we're going forth. But this morning, it's the walk. This is the last time I'm going to do this walk, too. A lot of last times here as we go forward to do something new. The people who... I respect them. I respect them because it's what they've always wanted. You know? Steady. Going forward with, you know, a predetermined plan. Yada, yada, yada. But I'm not very good at that. I'm not going to sit here and say whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. It seems like a lot of people are very two schools of thought on the issue. I guess. I don't even know if there is two schools. I think it's basic. You need to settle down. Your life. Work on your retirement. You've always been, you know, it's always about the aunt and the grasshopper, you know. Going up against the season, blah, blah, blah. You go, you know what? Grasshopper sure accomplishes more. The ants are good. You know, I'm not going to speak bad of ants. But there's some virtues to the old... to the old grasshopper, too. See, that's a nice house. Look at that one sell well. Anyway. Well, I hope our house sells in good order. What a price it still can. Not really interested in hanging on to it. Anyway. Yes, the adventure. And let me tell you, I'm a very, or at least I have been in the past, a very tough adventurer. Not, I don't think what I do are wild hairs. But I think everybody around me thinks I'm just terrible that way. Crazy ideas and such. There's something within you that you gotta attend to. Take care of. Life is about for a lot of people. Life is about beautiful possessions, beautiful houses, nice cars, things like that. And whenever I've gotten even close to these sorts of things, people find out that I don't care about them. I don't care about them at all. I'm married to a very typical person. My wonderful wife Lisa keeps me from going off the deep end. I would just as likely live in the Serengeti in a tent or among the Bedouin than any place else. And Lisa keeps me a little more in this world. So I'm not just a crazed lunatic. But gotta keep doing things. Not the same things over and over and over again. People say, well, you're going to retire? And you go, what would be the use of retiring? I get bored with it. I think about my friend Clayton Brown. Now, he's the first guy to say I'm nuts. And he said it sometimes. And, you know, I'm accustomed to things being said about me, and that's okay. So we're going to go off, we're going to do some amazing things. And I think when all is said and done, when people look back on Jay, by their own criteria, I think they'll say, boy, he did better than most people. I thought he was a lunatic. And I'll freely grant you, I probably am. But it's like that 100-fold thing I was talking about yesterday. One of the things upon which you can hang a life is saying, let's go and let's do the best we can. God gave you materials. You honor Him. Not only the best honor, but you honor Him by developing yourself. By going out and taking risks. Not really risk. It's not a risk thing. But you're always developing. You're always growing. Don't let the grass grow under your feet. I don't know. Particular attributes of Christ are the ones we're supposed to be emulating. Well, I do, but there's some others that he had that are downplayed pretty viciously. Nobody talks about how big and luxurious Christ's house was. And I have no intention, personally, now. What Lisa wants to do, because she's in charge of housing, is what Lisa wants to do. I don't care where I live. And I certainly don't mark others by where they live. Because I don't put myself in that thing. A beautiful, cool, neat house is wonderful. Lisa's favorite house is actually the smallest one we ever had. It was a one-bedroom. But it was just a cute house. I think she liked people saying it. And everybody wears it as some sort of an accomplishment that they got it. And you're going, come on. Listen, you put yourself... You know, it was for sale. You threw some money at it. The loan started. Ta-da! And you go, how much of an accomplishment is that? It's hardly anything at all. I don't give it much thought. So I know Lisa does, being a very typical, normal person. And I respect that. I don't understand it, but I respect it for her sake. You know, I'm not interested in buying expensive houses. I don't see the need in that. Living in a particular part of town, I don't see the need in that. Constant desire to be among well-heeled people. especially now that my family's getting smaller. Or I'd like to think my family. No, actually it is. Matt, it lives with my mom. And so now there's only seven of us as opposed to eight. Shana's going to go off to Peace Corps for 2 years. And we're gonna take care of that. Well, I think Shane is gonna become something very interesting. And I look forward to that. I'm not sure what Brenna's gonna do. I'm not really sure at all. And I don't think she's sure what she wants to even do tomorrow, particularly. But we pray. You know, I don't pray enough specifically for my children, what I want for them. Because I want them to have happiness. I want them to have joy. I want them to accomplish the things that they want to accomplish. I don't know what those are. And I hope that as I do my adventures, that it inspires them to do their adventures. Not that they have to have the wandering Jew life like me. But we all strive to overcome, you know, that's probably one of the biggest things, is to overcome one's fears of life, of the future. And just throw yourself at something. You don't have to throw yourself at it forever. It's not like you're making the last decision in your life. Marriage is that way. We want to throw ourselves at that and commit ourselves to that forever. But other things aren't. Occupation, education, these things aren't. These things don't determine our destiny. We get to do that. I think marriage and family has a lot to do with not being so self-centered. You know, I would live in a dugout happily. It's not a question of being happy about it. It's a question of who cares where you live. Lisa doesn't want to. I don't care. She does. So she picks. And there's a lot to be said for these kinds of things. Golly, look at all these for sale signs. Chicken Fairy is dying. Oh, well. That's why I say, set it at a price that'll sell. And I mean in the course of a couple of months. I don't wanna be sitting here. Looking after it for 10 years. I just do not care that much. Really don't. Anyway, grateful to be here, grateful to be alive. You know, it isn't about protecting what you have. And so many people fall into that trap of just protecting what they have. Tells me, well, you got a good job and you got a good retirement started, and you've got you've got a big house, and you blah 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 yada yada yada. It's like those aren't even things that I even care about. You know, the fact that I've got 10 years of, probably 11 now, of retirement built up, and the job I have now continues to build on that particular retirement. Funny, huh? Wasn't because of a particular plan. And you kind of go, well, what exactly are you looking for? What are you working for? So I go back to my patriarchal blessing and say, I want to reach my potential. And if there's one thing I can feel and know, is that I'm not at my potential. I'm not even close to it. And then I'm very cognizant, I think, in myself. I'm not a hobby person. I gave an effort at it. I just couldn't bring myself to do it. I'm not one of those kinds of people. So it's like, well, you got a job that you work at for so many years. And you retire, and then you get to do your hobbies full time. And you go, I don't have any hobbies. I'm just not one of those kind of guys. Never really have been. And I'm not interested so much in becoming one of those kinds of people. We were watching Meet Joe Black. and I found the movie interesting, almost incongruous for just, you know, for what do people want out of life? And so I forget what his last name, Parrish, something like that. Anyway, had this huge opulent house, all these things. Trappings, really, when it gets down to it. And, it seemed like he didn't care very much about them. You know, the fact that he went to work in a helicopter. I think he was kind of indifferent about the whole thing. It wasn't so much about money as it was about, they said it was about honor and integrity, building up something. I think its weirdness is manifest in how false the sense of godly virtue, but with God stripped out of it, and that's where it kind of just feels like. You know, you build all this stuff up, and then you're pushing up daisies. And in my view of life, you should be spending this time becoming a person that is more useful to God. Follow the example of Jesus Christ. And I'm faltering, bad at it. It isn't just a question of being good and being bad, or being bad, one or the other. It is a question of your instrumentality. What instrument do you present to the world, to God, to everyone else? What can you bring to the table? Um, And I think that's what potential means. That's the difference between people saying, know yourself, but you just never never stop. Always thinking you can do more. Almost in a prideful act, and you go, you know, I guess under some circumstances it could be a prideful act, except that you put it in the service of God and the service of other people, whatever resources it gives you. And that's really the big thing is, my patriarchal blessing talks about means, having the means. And sometimes I think that's money. Oftentimes I think it's money. Resource type thing. Other times I think it's other things. But you know, it tends to come back to money on some level. You know, I have a big van that's comfortable. The old van I used to have was bigger, but it wasn't as comfortable. People didn't like riding in it. They would avoid temple trips that involved large groups in my van because it was kind of threadbare and had problems. The new van, nobody had a problem with. Luxurious, sort of. It's a commuter van. From California. Anyway. But those things are means too. And what's most important is what ends are they put to? Are they, bringing people closer to God. Everybody should go to the temple on a regular basis, as much as can be contrived to do so. And so we make those sorts of things happen. Try to make them as pleasant as possible, because there's some people that, you know, well, it's just not convenient, or, well, it's just, you know, I don't want to go in that thing, there's too much noise, or whatever. It's like, don't you understand, you're going to the temple. You're going to the pinnacle of this world. You have the opportunity. I don't understand why anybody would pass that up. Anyway, so I need to get those resources put together so that I can do more of those kinds of things. Have the kind of callings and responsibilities that these things allow for, even in a religious sense, in a church sense, calling sense. I think I'm below my potential here. And it's quite clear that it is a matter of resources. living out in the boonies is and contributing where I contribute here is good. But seems like God keeps pushing me toward doing more. And that's what this translates into. When people say, well, how are you going to Portales? They don't need anybody there. And you go, well, you go, I need to. I need to work on me, on my capability more. And that's not a selfish thing, you know, because I didn't write my patriarchal blessing. I don't think it's a sin to strive to fulfill your patriarchal blessing. Else why would you have it? Except to work on it. God wouldn't tell us the possibilities if it wasn't important that we pursue those possibilities. I do not come from the school of thought that says God gives you patriarchal blessing as a weird manifestation of His glory. Look at all these amazing things He's going to do to you that you can't possibly help Him with. There are many things to do, many things to accomplish, and then a whole bunch of people. Many people are acted upon. They just, you know, life just kind of happens to them. The job they ultimately end up with is just kind of the job that they ended up with. If they get offered a promotion or something else, happy day. They often don't even pursue it. I am loath to think that I am one of those sorts of people. So the best thing we can do sometimes just be an example. Be an example of somebody who's striving, pushing forward, accomplishing things. Towards some higher need. That we're becoming somebody to be admired, to be looked up to, and that requires moving on, moving forward. Doing what needs to be done. I feel like the Lord pokes me a lot. Stirs up all kinds of crazy. Just to get me going. Just to make it happen. Just to get me off of my complacency. And to get me going. It's time to move on. I guess what I have to say is don't settle. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I think is rather unique in striving for something that most other people think is either impossible or is blasphemous. And that we want this celestial kingdom. We want this opportunity to become like God is. Now, some don't. Some people join the church. They even come every Sunday for other reasons. For other reasons, but if that's true, let me reveal to you why this all is. It is to make us godly. And that requires a very, sometimes very different course than anyone else is pursuing. Why is that noisy bird? He's in a good mood. There she is. Whatever. It's that time of the year. Birds are excited. Time to get busy, as they say. we are children of a striver. You don't become God. Unless you strive for such. To become that sort of a person. And God seeks to entice you by all kinds of means. People talk about the mansions angels to serve you, and you realize those are just the trappings, right? Have you heard about the work? Billions and billions and billions and billions of children. Numberless. Not just planets. There's numberless people on those planets. Over the course of their span. For my glory should bring to pass the immortality, eternal life, and man. What does that have to do with the mansion? What does that have to do with concourses of angels serving you? Well, God tries to entice us into his business by whatever means he can contrive, I think. And then we hopefully slowly develop the attributes to be able to do and to be. Ow. Like him. So if you want to know why I'm leaving, why I'm moving in a few weeks, why I'm doing the things I'm doing, and sometimes it's like, what on earth are you doing? It is essentially what I'm after and what God has said I need to do in this life. Which leads to what hopefully we're all striving for, to be in the next life. And if these get one of those cats? Start setting the house? Interesting. I guess I'm used. I've always been a used bike guy. If I can do it on a bike, I will. Old junker bikes were fine for me when I was on my mission. I typically wouldn't even bother taking my bike with me. I'd leave it behind, give it away, leave it at the apartment. And let people have at it. My family. I'm not too far off today. Good. I was yesterday, racing to get a few things accomplished. Need to mud a little bit more because I really want to take the mudding stuff with me tomorrow. Oh my gosh, tomorrow. It's still amazing to me. So tomorrow I'm moving to Fortala. Not starting my new job there yet. But we're getting things pulled together. I need to work on things. Well, maybe I'm composing my farewell talk. I don't know. What I'm doing, where I'm being led to. I don't want to describe any sort of work as well. Any labor you do that provides for your family, that takes care of things, contributes to society, it's all good things. I guess I wonder sometimes, you know, people who become chief this or chief that, chief officers, how they, what impels them to do that. I used to think that, that it was a sense pride or desire, wanting. And it may very well be that in some case, many cases probably. But I'm always amazed by, like, Mitt Romney, for instance. I think that's a man who became such because he felt that was what was needed. He felt that was what what needed to be done. And that he had the ability to do so. And many people don't. And that each of our individual potentials lead us toward different things. driving, pushing forward. The generation that's rising. I think there's a lot going for it. I think they're probably more capable than we are. The generation before me, my generation. I don't know if it's going to manifest itself in employment or income or things like that, but I hope it is, hope it includes spiritual. Greatness. That's not a word, but I think you get my point. That they have a higher potential than perhaps we do. So, if we want to be a part of it, we need to keep striving ourselves. And as they pass us up, at least we know that they didn't fall into the traps of the age, the traps of luxury, traps of sloth that so easily beset us. Traps of leisure and entertainment. Producer and make those kinds of things happen. So, I guess that's what I'm about. Anyway, so, we're just about done. Oh.
Okay.